how's the list? Like, are you feeling like it's pretty much set going into this weekend?
Yeah, we're dialed right down. I mean, I think we'll meet in the suite a little bit tonight to fine tune it a little bit, but very comfortable where we're at and looking forward to getting to the draft tomorrow.
So what type of player, like, you don't know who you're going to get at number nine because you have no idea how the six or seven before you go, but like, what type of player are you expecting to be there at nine?
Well, we really like our list probably right up to 11. You know, I think we have a kind of blocked off really tight list where we're like, okay, these are, don't know who's going to be there because obviously you're picking 9 out of 11. There can be a lot of, but we really feel like that's an area where we're very comfortable with going to get a very good player.
Is moving up as expensive as it seems like on the outside? If you wanted to move from 9 to 6 or 9 to 5, like, it's, we all think that that's super expensive. If the calls you're having, would that be a pretty expensive proposition?
Well, I think you just saw the Buffalo trade. So they moved three spots and they got a second round pick. So, you know, it all depends what player and what value. And then, you know, that all makes it. I mean, they got ahead of it, obviously, and did it today. You know, we would probably be in a position where we'd want to see how the draft is unfolding. If we're going to give up something, we want to make sure we get the exact pick we would want.
So do you have to, because teams know different situations. I mean, obviously, every team knows the Aginla connection. Like, do you have to be wary of teams trying to dangle carrots and trying to throw you off the scent and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's playing the game, and we're all kind of just working through. And what is the value for the players that we have? Like I said, you know, we like the list of 11, and we think that's a real solid list. So we're happy with getting in and to give up. You know, if you had to give up that late second or first round pick of the second pick of yours, you know, that's a big ask because we really like a group of players there too. You know, is it for us to make as many picks as possible and get the players that we like? You know, maybe there's an opportunity with the seconds that I have to move up into higher up into the first round with the 28 pick. So those are all the scenarios. It's when you have a lot of picks, it's more fun, and it's there's a lot more maybe horse trading back and forth.
Safe to say, if you were to move up, it would be more likely with that 28 pick to move up a few spots there?
Again, what is the price to move up from 9? Yep. You know, I it's going to be very expensive, so it's probably easier to move up a little bit later in the draft at 28. Maybe we can move up if we have a player that we really think is a difference maker on our list, then we'll try to jump up there.
Is that what it comes down to, kind of like watching as the draft plays out? You're like, geez, we don't think our guy is going to make it past this pick. Now it's time to pounce?
Yeah, I mean, as you get closer, like, you get calls, hey, if would you be willing to move back to this if our player's there? And then when our player's gone, you know, like, they'll call, our player's gone now, we're going to stay pat. Okay, no problem. So that's kind of how it goes. But they kind of cue that up because you only have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's even busier in the second day. So, you know, you kind of say, talk to teams, would they be willing to move up or down, and get kind of a general idea of what it would cost.
You didn't have this many picks last year in year one. You've got, after the first round, you've got 7 more picks and 6 in the next 3 rounds. Does it feel like you've got a little bit more currency to play with and you've got some things that you can do?
Definitely. You know, it gives you an opportunity to move up, or you can always move back.
Yep.
You know, if you feel like, okay, there's not, right now isn't the right time, we move back. Maybe it's move a pick to next year for someone this year. Those are ways to do it too. You know, if you felt like, hey, there wasn't the exact guy you wanted, you know, maybe we trade a pick for next year for the pick. Someone hasn't had many picks this year. We'd like to get into the draft. Okay, perfect. You know, make a change.
The other thing is, you're fine if you make all 9 selections. So you don't leave a draft saying, damn, we made all our picks, right?
No, not at all. I mean, that's the thing. We don't feel like we have to, you know, a lot of our work was done during the year to get to accumulate all these picks. So we're happy with the picks. You know, we're excited. If we make all of the picks, that's a win for us too. You know, if we can move, you know, we're just going to do whatever we feel is the best for the overall group.
You go back a year ago and you had that entire storm with this report coming about, he's not coming back and he doesn't want to come back. You made the Toffoli trade. this time around, it's just focused on this draft. Like, you don't have to worry about those types of things. A little less hectic this time around?
It has been a big time, yeah. It's, I think if the Markstrom deal hadn't have been done, that probably would have been the number one topic. So, yeah, really it's been coming in here. It's more just about getting ready for the draft. We have lots of picks. This is the way we've been dialed in for a long, long time, that this is such an important, you know, really three-year span. And even, I mean, let's be honest, last year with Hanzig and Moran, they're all big every year. But again, with the way the season went, with where we're moving, every draft class we had, but these next 3 years, you know, I think because we have the two first-round picks in each of them, kind of is we're setting ourselves up.
Do you find that the conversations that you're having with other teams are focused more on this draft as opposed to guys on your roster and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, last year was Lindholm and Hanifin, and it was lots of calls on that. Yeah. Nothing. And really, there was no even talk about moving in the draft.
Yeah.
Really, I was like, oh, I thought for sure, is there any chance to move up? Everybody was pretty set with their picks, and you saw that in the first round. I mean, nobody moved, and you've already seen Buffalo move.
Yep.
You know, so they moved down. So I do think this year's, like, even before, I think weeks ago, we said there is opportunities to move up and down in this draft, and you've seen it, and actually you've seen it twice because the Islanders did it with Chicago.
That's
so
there
is some movement probably this year.
I do have to ask you about the name that everybody is buzzing about, Tejas Ginla. We know that. If he ends up being your guy, the entire team is fully sure. Like, there's no added pressure just because of the name, right?
No. I mean, you know, like, it's Jerome's son, so of course, is, you know, having Tej's name out there. But again, we're just, you know, we have the list in order. We're just going off the list, and then just get it right.
Yep.
Get it right. And the name's the name. You know, it could be you or me on the list. If that's the name, that's the name.
So. And I know I've asked you about this before, but maybe important to reiterate, because on the outside, it's like, oh, man, the Flames, they got to come home with this and that, and they got to get this draft right. Well, in your room, like 20 feet over there, you're kind of, yeah, of course, like that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to nail this draft, right?
Yeah, we're dial in. We want people that our scouts want to be Calgary Flames, and we want to get them in the right order. And, you know, it's not absolute science. We wish we could just say, oh, these guys are the ones that are going to be home runs and we're going to take them all. But, you know, there's lots of stuff happening. There's injuries. There's different things. There's just, you know, off-ice issues and things can go awry. So there are 18-year-old kids that still have a lot of growing to do and maturing to do. So, you know, it's not an exact science. So, you know, with that, though, we want to do all the background, all the work, get the player down. Analytics, how do these all compare, and put them all together, and then feel very comfortable when the list is there, when we start working our way down, it's in the right order.
You've got your pro guys here as well, getting ready for Monday in free agency. How's that? Is that, or those lists, are they pretty set as well?
Yeah, you know, those are lists, and some guys have been re-signing with teams, and some guys, you know, so, I mean, you definitely want to have dial in to guys that you would have targets on coming to July 1st. So you want to kind of get those in order. We do have a lot of guys under contract. I mean, we do have a lot of players. And again, there's not a lot of room on this roster to be going in and bringing in guys. But, you know, we're always looking to kind of help and add a piece if we can, for sure.
Are you safe to say, like, I know there's a lot of talk about, well, they got $20+ million in cap space. Term the most important thing that you'll be watching, is that safe to say?
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, I think, you know, where we are right now, trying to get some young guys in the lineup, but we're trying to support them with good veterans. So, you know, I think, yeah, we're not in the 7-year deals. I mean, it just right now doesn't make sense. You know, you're always looking for the deal that works for the time being, but also allows your young players to kind of develop and get some opportunities. Because you saw it with Zari and Pospisil, turned our whole season around when they came up. You know, you'd have to say with our defense, with everything that we had with Markstrom, with we didn't have a great start, but when the young kids came up, we played better. And maybe we had some times we're up and down, we had injuries, different things going on through the year. But, you know, I think it is, you know, we talked about it. It is key to see these young guys, and but not rush them. when they're ready, bring them. You know, but they're going to get an opportunity.
Are you? Like, obviously, you might need to add a net with losing a goalie. Is that maybe one of the areas that you're looking at?
For sure. I mean, you know, you'd like to add more depth in net. You know, you just see it, even in the playoffs. If you don't have three goalies, four goalies, five goalies, it's one of those positions now where, you know, you used to see some guys play all year, one guy play all year. It's not the way it is anymore. And especially the way they play with the traffic coming around the net, you know, you need to have that depth. So that will be a position we're looking at.
You ready to go? Like, you feel ready, or are you still like, hey, a lot of stuff to do?
Ready to go. You know what? It's been a long year. It wasn't the way we wanted to finish, but now we're here, and I'm excited to get on that stage and make a pick tomorrow. A couple picks.
Yeah.